Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
This marching, oh, yeah. My voice echoes from all of the shouting and arguing. We need answers to all our questions, oh, yeah. But can anybody tell me why this is not made for me? This goes from all of the fighting, oh, yeah. My heart aches from all of the silence while we're. We can have no justice. Why would you ask for peace? Something's gotta give. And they try to stick to spreading, but I just wanna live. Oh, oh, something's gotta give. I know the Lord is watching this, but it's getting hard to forgive. And every morning when I wake up, wish I could change up everything. Like all the headlines in the paper, they never tell you everything.
I made a wish on a star
to take us out of the dark. Don't know how much we can take before it's so far.
This your boy Kurt NT behind the scenes radio with my co-host.
Naysay.
Yeah, and tonight we're talking about police brutality, shooting, and the whole situation that happened here in Philadelphia. But I really want to talk about what happened in Philly. But we're going to talk about everything that's going on with the police brutality and shootings. If you want to get your music, the new number is 516-595-8305. If you're listening, if you click the link and you're listening to all, in one of the groups or just on Facebook where we posted it, if you want to call in, all you have to do is press 516-595-8305. Make sure to press 1 if you want to talk. For all the artists that send their music in, make sure that you send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com. That's behind the scene. Airplay@gmail.com. Make sure that you send them in MP3 format only. We don't take no links and no YouTubes and nothing like that. Only 3. Also, make sure that you send all of your social media network information, that's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that information, all right? The next track that we're going to be playing is Lil Baby, Bigger Picture. We're going to play like 2 more tracks after that, and then we're going to get right into the conversation. Once again, it's Behind the Scenes Radio, and we'll be right back.
Protests and growing national outcries continue over the death of George Floyd.
Last night, people protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas.
and Robert Bullock.
The main message here.
The main message
here. The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for a GC3, ain't no more free to speak. I gave him chance and chance and chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you dead but still tell you to freeze. Fucked up, I seen what I seen, I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even, throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison, my mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk, then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave to Talib. He got a life sentence plus. We just some products of our environment, how the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames on. Every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart, I ain't really in the face. Fucked up the way that we living is not getting better, you gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever you drive, overprotective, go crazy for mine. You gotta pay attention to the sign, seem like the blind following the blind. Thinking about everything that's going on, I boost security up in my home. I'm with my kind, if they right or they wrong. I call them now, he'll pick up the phone, and it's 5 in the morning, he waking up on it. Tell them wherever I'm at, then they coming. I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That shit be crazy, they supposed to protect us. Swords and handcuffs and arrest us. Why they go home at night, that shit messed up. Knowing we needed help, they neglect us. One of them who gon' make them respect us. I can see in your eye that you fed up. Fuck around, got my shot, I won't let up. They know that we a problem together. They know that we can storm anywhere. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere, might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year, I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. Fuck it, I'm going on the front line, he gon' bust your ass if you come past that gun line. You know when the storm go away, then the sunshine. You gotta put your head in the game when it's crunch time. I want all my sons to grow up to be monsters. I want all my daughters to show out in public. Seem like we losing our country, but we gotta stand up for something. So this what it comes to. Every video I see on my country, I got power now, I gotta say something. Corrupt the police been the problem where I'm from, but I'd be lying if I said it was all of them. I ain't do this for the trend, I don't follow them. Altercations with the law, had a lot of them. People speaking for the people, I'm proud of them. Stick together, we can get it up out of them. I can't lie like I don't rap about killing and dope, but I'm telling my youngest to vote. I did what I did, cause I didn't have no choice and no hope. I was forced to just jump in and go. This bullshit is all that we know, but it's time for a change. Got time to be serious, no time for no games. Ain't taking no more, let us go for them chains. God bless they soul, every one of them names. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. They training officers to kill us, then shooting protesters with these rubber bullets. They regular people, I know that they feel us. These scars too deep, they heal us. What happened to COVID? Nobody remember, it ain't making sense. I'm just here to vent. It happened to one of your people, it's different. We get it, the system is wicked, just learn how to pick it. Knowledge is power, I swear I'm a witness. I know that I'm gifted, I won't go too deep, cause I'm scared they'll get me. Ain't scared to admit it, some shit I can't mention. It's people who can, well here's the chance. I won't take the stand, but I'll take a stand for what I believe. Must not be breathing the air that I breathe. You know that the way that I bleed, you can breathe. I never been a fan of police, but my neighborhood, I try to keep peace, so it's only right that I get in the streets. March for a reason, I just on GP. How people die for us to be free. Fuck do you mean? This was a dream. Now we got the power that we need to have. They don't want us with it, and that's why they mad. Yeah. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear.
I wanna live the American dream, but I can't sleep cause Eric Gardner and George Floyd said I can't breathe, and everybody criticized Kaepernick. Could you blame him? And then a cop murdered the father with the same knee. I can't breathe. Yo, act like y'all don't see the problem. Ever heard a grown ass man calling for his mama? And I know her heart broke. She heard him call her while he dying. Who rotten? Fuck a protest, we bout to riot. Listen here, right? We doing this for Tamir Rice. 12 years old when they shot him, they took a kid. Like, I'm down to go to war for this shit. Them motherfuckers slaughtered the kid. I want the cop who ordered the hit. Man, somebody gotta stand up. He hopped out of his car with his can up. Shot Michael Brown with his hands up. 6 times, 6 bullets into an innocent. Fuck 5, they get suspended and still get benefits. That's in this shit. right here, it's gonna stop with us. No more, I mean no more. Letting cops tell us. If we come into the protest, we bringing mops with us. And them bullets going through that vest, we got cop killers. Cause ain't gonna be no change or blame. We gon' plan for plan. When them bullets run out, we gon' stand and go hand for hand, hood on. Like I'm Trayvon with a can in hand and hood on. That's a hate crime, that's a Klansman thing. And y'all act like y'all don't see this shit. I really can't believe this shit. Burn this country down, we don't need this bitch. Y'all asking why we ride, cause we tired. I'm asking why you quiet when you know it's people dying. I know my people trying, but it's hard out here. Saying all lives matter, that's just all out where. All lives matter, but you okay with blacks getting killed? Living in this country on our backs, man, we built this bitch. Yeah, I take this way hard, cause cops killed my little brother, rest in peace to Dre Lars. Then left him bleeding on the ground, and to keep it real, I feel like every cop around that building need to eat a shell. Acting like it was a standoff, bitch, I need a chair. Lying like he was still in that building, he was bleeding there. They even put it on the news, but do y'all think they care? His mother's crying across the country, do y'all think they had? We should air, cause there's nothing left to do here. Cause after he killed Dre, that motherfucker murdered Pooh Bear, it's all fault. Cause we should have seen the problem coming, got it jumping back when they let Bibby shoot Masai for running. How many of our people gotta die for nothing? We ride, loot, and burn the buildings cause we tired of suffering. They even killed Fat Cat, we done cried enough. And when the fuck we going stand up, cause we tired of ducking. Fuck a peace walk, we don't need that. I'ma take this peace I got and get my peace back. Tell Malcolm that his plan is coming, and we kneel for the national anthem because it stands for something. Everybody saying fuck it, we got city problems. It happened in our city, this a city problem. Y'all overlooking the point, that's the city problem. But get in line, cause then it's time to see who really riding. Who really trying to make a change and who just talking about it. What about Ayanna Jones, since we talking about it. 7 years old, she was in the house. They blew her brains out while she was sleeping on the couch. I'm peeping what it's about, it's like the color of our skin. It's the reason why we suffering to win. I just wanna see my people stronger while we bring the suffering to them. Taking mansions while we suck up in the pen. And we settle for this shit, we the gods and they the devils to this shit. Fuck talking cause it's levels to this shit. I'm ready for this shit, get it poppin', it's whatever in this bitch. Tell the cops, we ain't never gon' forget.
Hey, DK, what up? Hey, look, I'm from Philly, right? We don't even play no games around here. Young dudes is dying for nothing, so I just bought me a big chopper.
Yeah,
a big chopper. I just bought me a chopper from a poppy named Rico. Stole a half a key and blew it all on the C-Lo. Been on the D-Lo and watching out for the people. Car paid for, I don't know nothing about a repo. For the low, you could get it. I'm on the go with my head. I'm talking broad day like we still alone. Yeah, I'm feeling like that.
We just some young hitters mobbing through the street. Yeah, fly through Benji's, nip in the seat. Gucci got his middle fingers to police. I got some homies that get money. I got homies that want beef. We out here. Shit, meet me anywhere. Air it out anywhere. Funny how you suckers rhyme about my whereabouts. Rat ass niggas capture me and I'm out. It's only right that I put the pen in my mouth. Up and get the chop.
Yeah. Bop, bop, bop. It's Miss Amazing. It only took a year to get my city on lock. If Diamond catch the first with it, then you know it's gonna pop. She dropped a bomb, never laid me to sit down. Got machetes and finger Freddy's, then it's like more to come. Come back, this is comeback. 2 and 5 the city, know I run that. 6-inch pumps and some butters with the tongue bit. From the city where the kids get rough. Come on, sis, she knows damn well that eight ain't enough. So I just keep it going, spit that tone. He ain't even know I can spit that long. Take no rest, no regret from the BJ. Never even thought I'd see that. No, this the floor that made them say they love me. And bottom line, I'm number one, can't put no one above me. Know that.
Woke up couldn't find my bitch. Flipping up the covers, she was sucking on my dick. Nothing that I do is say it's strictly for the kids. And that nigga say he gon' kill me, well, I'm already dead. I don't smoke no weed, but your shit smell like mint. Demons in me, mixed breed, and heaven sent. And I'm screaming fake town till Jesus come back. And now I hit you with the Uzi, diamond toting that mat.
This is so important, I'm transporting into something gorgeous. I'm talking Madonna, my common dollars is so enormous. Bigger digits, the bigger bitches, I'm fucking orbit. I'm talking bitches for gold or riches, or did you caught it? Or did you catch it? My secret message, I'm floating water. My flow is hectic, my shit erected, just ask your daughter. My local quarters across the border in Bora Bora. Do I let them hoes?
I don't really get along with the frauds. I just walk as a boss. The shit you niggas talking is false. If your chick tossing a drug, call it a loss. I'm petty, my chick left me, so I'm talking to y'all. Niggas hate it when I talk to their bras, so they pull them close whenever I pass, like they walking their dogs. That's a holiday cheer, we need to get a stack our way. So get it black, you'll get blacked on a Black Friday.
Yo, Doc, this is what you asked for. I'm in the business that you probably need a mask for. It's mad gorillas.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, cool. I just want to make sure that you hear me. So we also, Jay Dirty also, we're doing a live on Behind the Scenes Radio, the Facebook page also, while we're going live on the show. But anyhow, right, so tonight, me and Nisha, we're talking about police brutality. Nisha don't like being on live because
Hey, bro. Oh, there's a big ass like buzz and shit going on the phone. I don't know. I can't really hear you. Hello?
Can you hear me right now?
Yeah, it's gone now. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we got to turn this up. Well, we just still trying to figure out how to do the live and everything all together. The first time ever really actually doing it, so it's something different. In your way, right?
I got you.
So basically, and then for anybody that's on the live watching, you can also go back on the website that we have with Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to it live while it's streaming, or you can come on the live on Facebook. And listen, in your way, so tonight we're talking about police brutality and shooting and about what's going on in Philadelphia and just worldwide. It's been going on all over, and we want to really talk about, you know, what's going on. I know that a lot of people probably not going to want to talk about this situation, or probably, and the way that I'm going to talk about it is probably going to...
This is devil's advocate shit.
Yeah, so... Let's
you want to start about the Philly one first?
Yeah, let's talk about the Philly one first.
All right.
Because we live in Philly.
I'm pretty sure everybody then heard how the police shot the guy who was holding a knife. And I didn't hear stories about it was a butter knife. It wasn't a really sharp knife. You could kill somebody or stab somebody with a spoon. You thrust enough pressure.
Right.
Okay? So the fact that it was a butter knife doesn't matter.
Right.
The fact that the police... I'm sorry, devil's advocate now, played full restraint. They done went from the door to the middle of the street with the guy without shooting him. His mother intervened. She was like, fuck it, because he started to turn on her. What did you people expect for the police to do? Okay, they shouldn't have shot him that many times. Everybody keeps saying they should have tased him. There's two different versions of tasers. I don't know about the rest of the police. All over, but in Philadelphia, there's two different versions of tasers they use. One, the one that jumps out with, like, the string thing attached, and the other one where you have to be up on the person to taser. I don't know which one these cops had. Doesn't make a difference. They should have shot 48 times, I believe they said there was 48 cases in the street. I don't know how many times he got shot, but...
It didn't sound like 48 shots, though. I'll actually listen to the...
I don't know. They said it was 48 cases.
I don't. Well, each police officer, what I heard, so that was...
But you might have heard them shooting at this. So if you hear,
okay, if they were shooting all at the same time, so police officer, two police... It doesn't matter how many times the dude got shot.
And police officers...
Let me say this. Police officers are not trained to shoot and stabilize you. Police officers are taught to shoot and kill. So how I'm looking at it is, if your fucking mama couldn't stop you, nigga, what
and
the fuck the police
still chasing the motherfucker around the car?
Not only that, but they came to your door.
And you went from the door to the middle of the
street. And they didn't shoot you, yo, like, on some real shit. Like, they gave you grace. They was trying to give you a motherfucker.
Your mama
shit.
Came from wherever she came from, first and all,
right.
And tried to hold it.
And
it did not work.
Now, I'm not saying they should have killed this man. They shouldn't have killed him. They should have hit him with the
you can't see, again, you don't know what kind of phase they had.
But still in the same fucking fact, even if he had mental problems, even whatever,
okay,
it doesn't matter.
As far as the mental problem goes, I was involved in Philadelphia. With the amount of, there's a number to call for crisis before you call the police. Now, if crisis can't, crisis will send a paramedic and all the other shit. If crisis can't do and the situation escalates, then they call the police. But if you're having a mental breakdown or anything mental, there is a number to call. It's crisis. It's a crisis number you call. So, mama should have known, and the girlfriend is the one to call 911. So, he probably threatened her with a butter knife, or she was probably scared as hell or some shit. But mama should have known her son, her grown-ass son, had issues. I'm not saying she did, but I know as a parent, I knew my kids had issues. And this is when they were younger,
right.
Not as an adult. So, and obviously the mother probably still lives with the son or whatever. But there's multiple things you could do before you call the police to come intervene for somebody who is in mental crisis. And that should have been done before they did all that they did.
Right. I'm trying to find and see the link to that. Okay, there it is. Shoot that on there.
Okay. Curtis is messing with my phone. He don't know what he's doing.
Hitting this comment. Okay. All right, there we go. All right. And I think that I'm going to, I mean, honestly, for real, to me, at the end of the day, yo, like, if your mom can't fucking stop you, yo, like, what else are you, like, we're rioting. These motherfuckers is rioting in Philadelphia, tearing up the motherfucking city over some shit that I really feel like shouldn't be done. Like, I could see if they shot him as soon as they got to the door or something like that, but they gave this man a chance, yo. Like, we have to be able to take responsibility. Yes, they shouldn't have killed that man. Yes, they shouldn't have shot him in the head or wherever the fuck they shot him. Maybe they should have shot him in the leg or the arm or something and dropped him.
If they really wanted him to die, this is how I see it. If they really, truly wanted him to die, they would have did like they did everybody else they didn't shot and left him there and waited for the ambulance to get. As soon as
right.
they shot him, they put him in the police car and took him straight to the hospital.
One of the police officers
who
that
shot him was so horrified by what he did. He picked the man up and put him in the police car and took him to the hospital.
And that had nothing to do with, as a person, as a human being, I'm pretty sure that had nothing to do with the motherfuckers there trying to kill or beat them the fuck up. Because after the shit happened, if you look at the video, they was trying to fight the police officers after that,
and
then other police officers had to run up.
Several police officers who had nothing to do with the incident
had to run up.
No. Like later on that night, they got hit by cars. They had several police officers who had like broken legs and shit, and had multiple injuries based on something that happened at 61st and Locust. And they didn't spread all the way to Southwest. I worked in Southwest Philadelphia. They started to close stores early.
Yeah, because you had me.
I was like, yo, they closing shops. My store ain't closed because they're Arabs. They closing shops. People are pulling down gates. I was like, oh.
The only reason that your store.
I want to get home.
The only reason that your store didn't get hit up is because that bitch is like diagonally across the street from
the police
station.
Police station even had itself blocked off. The police station's on the corner on my block where I work. They literally had their, like, you couldn't, their thing was barricaded. They were like, y'all not coming up into the police station. There was a barricade. They had cops outside the police station. They were like, y'all can just dismantle your home environment and neighborhood if you want, but you're not about to tear down the police station. The fire station right around the corner.
Right next to
they literally had their gate up. That gate, as soon as that thing went in, the gate came down. I was like, well, damn.
Yeah.
They scared they're going to run into the firehouse.
And motherfuckers
but
so rich
over
they
some
get
dumb shit. Now, the thing with
what's his name? I already know what
the last one.
When they put his their knee in his knee.
Yeah,
in
his neck throat thing.
What is his name again? I can't think of it right now.
I understand why people got upset with that one.
Right.
Completely understand because that one should not have been done in any way, shape, or form.
I fucked up the city my own goddamn self and went down there looting and shit. So I was with the crowd that was fucking up. Like the first major crowd that was fucking up downtown Philadelphia. I was with them motherfuckers. I seen the white
people. I was having COVID at the time.
Seen who was fucking up the buildings. It was the white people coming down there with the black all black on and fucking up. It wasn't the niggas doing it. It wasn't us. It was the white people coming
and
down
wait,
there first.
Wait.
And then after they broke the windows, the black people would go in and start looting the
floor. Okay, here's my thing. When everybody wearing the mask say Black Lives Matter, the shirts that say Black Lives Matter, the hats that say Black Lives Matter, I done seen people with scarves saying Black Lives Matter. I done seen people with pants rubbed out of side right, Black Lives Matter. Philadelphia, unfortunately, has hit an all-time peak in murders in this year. And we're not even finished the year yet. By the middle of the year, it was at its all-time peak. I don't think they ever seen numbers that high.
That was the story.
And it's still going on. But the thing about it, we're up there with
Chicago. Compton, California.
We moved up the ranks.
My hometown, Kansas City.
The bad ranks, but we moved up the ranks. It's not the police killing the black people, though. It's the black people killing each other, and they're hollering Black Lives Matter. Well, if that's the case, why are you killing people? And then the thing about it, y'all don't even know how to shoot. Y'all shooting, don't know how to hold a gun, don't know how to shoot a gun, don't know how to position yourself to shoot a gun. That's how come you got all these little kids playing innocently on their porches being killed and shot.
Because these niggas thinking holding
they just,
a gun,
they just holding guns sideways. Running as they're shooting. Running as they're shooting. And then a lot of times, half the time you see videos, they're shooting, and the thing from the power of the gun when they shoot blows them back, so they fall on their ass.
What? It's ending it?
You should
have hit cancel. I didn't hit cancel. It did it on its own. I had nothing to do with that.
Hit live button.
Live button. We're going to go live one more again.
I didn't touch the phone.
I did it myself. Yeah, I keep on trying to tell you. It did it on its own. All right, now we back live on Facebook. Facebook fucking with us. But anyway. Okay, so let's get some of the callers. Let's get Jay Dirty. So, Jay Dirty, have you been watching TV, man, and seeing what's going on here in Philadelphia?
No, man, I ain't seen nothing on the TV, man. I ain't been checking for nothing like that.
But you do know about all the quote-unquote shootings from the police and the murders and the police brutality and the marches and the rioting. And it's the thing about it is it's not just in Philly though.
Right, it's all over.
It's literally worldwide.
Not only just in the United States of America.
It's world.
Right.
Why?
It's in other countries. I've been watching YouTube.
It has
and
been
it's,
tested in the UK.
Yeah.
Australia. China.
And they're still.
Indonesia.
And they're still over what's going on right now. They're still rioting and tearing up their cities about what's going on in the United States
the
of America.
The very first song we played today
yes,
is
Sona.
From Sona Raleigh, and she's over in London. She's from London. She's over in London.
See? Keeps on doing it. That's your phone. There it go.
She's in London, so it's going on there where she's at, too. So, I didn't see a video a couple months ago of a black person in England, in London or whatever, being harassed by a white cop over in London. There was a video of it.
Yeah, I think we watched that together.
And I'm like, what the? And they started protesting there, too. And they literally stopped him for no reason other than he was with two white girls.
Yeah, I remember seeing it, and the guy was like, "Who?" They said he looked like somebody, and they asked him for his
ID. They wanted to basically take his jacket off. It's cold in London. You hear about bundled up with scarves. They wanted to undo his jacket, take it off. I'm like, wait, what? He's like, but they didn't say nothing to the white girls. He was standing there.
And the white girls didn't say nothing to the police about it. They didn't say nothing.
But they stood there and they waited for him. They didn't walk away. Apparently they knew him.
Right. They did know him.
Yeah,
and he was like, what does that have to do? And then when they ran his name, they realized that it wasn't him. And he was like, don't you feel stupid as fuck for trying to do this to me? I remember that.
So it's not just in the United States that it's happening.
So let's Jay Dirty ask. Go ahead, Jay Dirty.
I mean, really all I got to say, dog, is that since I've been hearing about all this shit, dog, ever since it started last year before, whenever, and it just kept going on, you know, you got all these damn riots and looting, and you got people killing each other. You got civilians killing cops, cops killing civilians, all this different shit, right? The message I want to get out to the damn public, bro, is just I encourage every damn body to go study up on fascism. And the best place you're going to find that information is studying Hitler and the Nazi regime over in Germany, dog. That's the best damn place you're going to find a very vivid example of what that actually did and what that is and exactly how that's beginning in our own country over here within all of that shit. And it'll point out exactly what's happening. I already see it, bro, so I'm already, like, over it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't want no parts of this shit, bro, but, like, I encourage people to just go study what that actually is and what it looked like and study the brown coats, I believe is what they was called, so that y'all understand exactly all this shit going down, whether you think you're right or you think you're wrong, whatever. It's happening before our own damn eyes, the same shit that happened with Hitler and the Nazi. It's happening here. You know what I'm saying, bro? It's a power struggle, and people are using a lot of delicate situations to promote this big agenda that is not as sweet as everybody think it sound. And I just encourage people to be very careful about this type of shit, the situations we're in right now, because this shit is being manipulated and it is being programmed to us in such a bad way. But they put such a sweet cherry on top of this shit at the surface level that we're not seeing it. And I just encourage people to really look at the roots of this shit, and it's not going to end well for any side. I just encourage everybody to study up on that shit, do your due diligence, and get the fuck up out of all this mess, man. And the best damn thing you gonna do when it comes to policing and shit is how the fuck I ended up putting my life together and not giving them a reason to come fuck with me. And if they do come fuck with me, handle it with respect. Do what they tell you to do, let them move out the way. All that lip and all that attitude and all that, it's very simple, you know. And then if something go down after you be respectful and everything, well, then you got to go for what you know as a man, whatever. You got to, but still, most of the 99% of the time, that's not going to happen if you're respectful in a situation. So really look at this shit, man, because this is not going to end well for anybody, I'm telling you.
Hey, they dirty on that. I literally have to disagree with you to a certain extent, because there have been athletes and famous people who are people of color and have done nothing at all and have been respectful, lawyers included, judges and all that. And because they got pulled over by the police because they were driving a certain car in a certain neighborhood and they were a color person doing it, the police pulled them over. I got, and 47, 6 years at the time, I've never, ever, and when I say scared for my life, I literally was scared out of my boots, socks. I was scared past death.
As a matter of fact, it happened a couple of days before we interviewed RZA.
When the car came jumping up onto the sidewalk and basically more or less pinned me against the wall. And all I was doing was standing there waiting for a bus. And unfortunately, it was a white police officer too. And I literally did not move. I had my phone in my hand at the time, so I literally was getting ready to press record. My finger
What's the reason he gave you for why they did all that?
No reason. There was no reason. He sat
they didn't
there
tell
in
you
the
anything?
Car, watching me until I got on the bus.
So they didn't say shit to you the whole time.
I wasn't loitering. It's a bus stop. Bus, big ass bus sign. I'm literally looking for a bus. And they literally, when I say jump, you know, when you see the movie and you see the car jump up on the curb, I thought the car was going to hit me. That's how fast it went.
So what ended up happening with that situation? What ended up happening with that situation?
They did not pull off until I was on the bus and the bus pulled off.
Did they handcuff you?
Handcuff me? Hell no. They had me pinned up against the wall to the bus gang. And even when the bus
they pinned you up on the wall?
The car.
How'd they let you get on the bus?
Listen closely. The car, you know how you could see and you're looking at the corner of your eye when you walk by something? The cop was sitting there literally watching me as I got to the bus and got on the bus.
Right.
For no reason.
He was watching you.
I didn't look like I was selling drugs. I wasn't dressed like a prostitute. I had on some jeans, some long behind jeans, and I don't wear tight clothes, so it was a, and it wasn't really cold outside. It was this loose fitting shirt.
So you felt like you were violated.
I was. Again, I didn't know whether I was going to see Curtis McKinnon ever again. Ever again. I didn't know what the outcome of that situation was going to be. Not at all.
Right.
I didn't move. I didn't want to stick my hand in my pocket.
All right, so they didn't handcuff you or anything. They let you get on the bus, and it was done, right? They didn't say shit to you, though.
Do you understand the severity of being? And like I said, I've never been like that. Never. I was never stopped.
Well, you're talking to somebody that's had a few run-ins with the laws that's done racially profiled me and friends of mine I had in cars with me. I've been through all of that shit before. Never had to turn out bad with my friends with me at the damn times that it's happened. Now, they've done me dirty one damn time where they drug me out, they took me out of the car or whatever and dumped everything I had in my pockets all over the damn the highway outside and shit, dumped cigarettes out all over the ground, threw all kind of damn trash and shit in my car looking for drugs. I've been through all that damn shit, but what I did was stayed respectful, let them do what they had to do, let them be the dickheads that they are, and they left. Didn't find nothing, boom. They got the fuck out of the way, you know, and I could have sat there and stewed about it, or I could have just said, fuck it, they didn't kill me, I'm not in jail, it's all right. Go on about my life, they got to live with that, not me. So I don't take situations that damn serious unless I lost my life or I lost my freedom. Other than that, it's not serious to me unless they, like, beat my ass or something.
I'm talking about the one where they kicked you off the bus.
When?
When they kicked you off the bus and the white cops were right there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
I'm
thinking in my head, this motherfucker.
And I didn't give a fuck.
And
though.
I know, and he was loud as hell. I'm thinking in my head.
And the police knew I didn't give a fuck.
But here it goes. It was like, what, four of them?
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck.
And I'm thinking in my head, this motherfucker's going to jail right now.
And I really didn't give a fuck.
And then, like, and the thing about him was.
And he knew, they knew I didn't give a fuck. They knew I was going to die.
At first, they were like, all right, you need to calm down. And then they got to the point, Curtis kept saying, I don't care. Graham was like, you're tired of this bullshit. So they walked away.
Hey, I do got one more thing to add to this conversation real quick, if y'all allow me to say one more thing real quick. Like, I know I've been seeing a lot of shit about the defunding police and a lot of police precincts shutting down in certain cities and shit like that. And I sat down and pondered that. I was like, okay, well, I think we should let that play out, bro. I think we should actually leave these cities that hate the police and shit and ride in and tear up their cities to get police. So I think we should let the police leave there and then let them people, how they always say in a cute way, you know, police themselves or whatever. And because I just want to see the look and the emotions that come out of that once they realize human nature kicked in and then they realize that they just made it a lot worse. I just can't wait till that happens and it blows up in their face because they don't understand what human nature is. Shit is hilarious to me where I sit back laughing at this shit. I just think we should let it play out, though. Let these cities police themselves. Let the cops get the fuck out of there. I just want to see how that turns out for the people there. That's going to be hilarious. Not funny, but funny. You know, that I want to let that play out.
The police and how it's going to affect everything. I don't see how it can affect shit more than what you got crime now and the police is there.
You don't understand? You don't understand how that's going to be bad?
This is what I'm saying. Shit, like, you got kids. You have cops intervening with the protests and all that stuff, and shit still goes around. Like, literally,
So imagine if they weren't there.
Regardless, the cops are there, and they're still fucking the cops up. So,
right, but imagine if they was gone. It'd be triple that.
And everybody keeps saying, when they're saying defund the police, they literally are saying they're going to take the police away. That's not what they're saying.
No, the police are going to walk away. That's what I'm telling you.
They're
going to walk away like they've been doing.
I work in an area where it's predominantly
African.
No, not African. The majority of people aren't African. It is primarily an area where you have African and all his fans, Venezuelan, Nicaraguan. You have basic, what do you call it?
Melting pot.
Yeah, basically a melting pot of people who are
descendants of black people.
No, listen, can you stop, please?
I'm
That's not what I'm trying to say.
So what are you trying to say?
They're immigrants. They're literally first generation immigrants. Okay. They came over within a couple years or a few months, right? And you literally see black people or African women, and when, oh, they're going to take the police away. Bitch, that's not what they said. They did not say that. I'm going to fuck you up.
Well, no, they wouldn't say that because then it would sound fucked up. They got to put a cherry on top of it and make it sound cute. But no, they're not going to make the police go away. The police are going to leave on their own, and they've already done that in several damn states already. Precincts have shut down. Cops have walked away from their jobs because of this shit. I just can't wait to see how the cities that are with this are going to turn out. That's going to be.
You know, they threw down their handcuffs.
I just can't wait for it to blow up in their face. This shit's going to be hilarious, man. I can't wait for people to get a dose of what they're asking for. I can't wait for it to happen. It's going to be lovely.
I mean, what I feel about that situation is a lot of people don't realize what will happen when the police walk away. It's going to be way more killings and everything. But I do believe that good will prevail because there's going to be people out there that are not out there to kill people, just to kill people. So what I would do is I would
like. Why do you think this is going to be a curse?
Would you? It is. This would. What I would do is I would lock my family in our little fortress until everybody feel like done killing the motherfucker selves. All the killers get through killing themselves, and then I would go out.
It's obvious they want to come about.
Because eventually it's going to get to the point where everybody, all the ignorant motherfuckers going to kill each other off. Eventually. And then they'll be out.
Yeah, and they're going to break into your house, too.
Well, that's when you have enough guns to blow everybody's fucking head off. You got to protect what you
do. Yeah. Well, not everybody's got access to guns like that, especially the elderly.
That's why you get your family together and you put everyone in one house or one building, or you do what they do in the camp.
I mean, that sounds like a good idea, but that's not how that's going to play, man.
Like how you can just take over somebody's house?
Especially in Philadelphia, bro. Y'all in a big city. You just said it yourself. Y'all in a big, huge city, melting pot. Dog, it's going to be, you talking about chaos, bro? Oh, shit.
Area.
Them big cities right there, y'all fucked
area.
Up.
That's just one area. That's,
yeah, y'all fucked
southwest,
up, huh?
Southwest, west, north, what? Northwest, I mean, northeast.
Y'all fucked up,
Germantown,
bro.
All them little
you know how goddamn strict the gun laws are in Philadelphia, bro? Now, the criminals don't have to follow them. Like, they get guns easy, but the ones that want to get guns up there, a lot of them don't get them registered legally because the process is so goddamn hectic and shit and the cost of it to do it. So a lot of legal citizens that follow the law don't even own firearms up there because it's aggravating.
Do you know that they dropped off boxes of fucking, boxes of fucking guns in Philadelphia. They did this shit. It was video.
Where they dropped them off at?
In the hood. They dropped them off in the hood. This happened.
Why would they do that?
Because. Okay, first of all, where the fuck do you get your guns at anyway?
So you're saying somebody gave them to the criminals on purpose?
No. Listen, just this is what I'm saying. Where do you get cocaine from? Where do you get heroin from?
I don't know.
It comes from a place overseas and makes it in its way
come
in the neighborhood over here.
Come on now. Where does heroin come from? Who imports that shit into the country?
I don't know. Some people make their own shit nowadays. I don't know.
I want him to answer. The government does. The government brings all this shit in here. So the government knows what the fuck going on. The government been doing this shit for 700 motherfucking years. This is nothing new.
Yeah, but that was an easy game for them, though, because they figured that the people in these goddamn poor communities are going to kill each other to sell it to make a dollar. So that wasn't the government figured out a master plan because they played on the weakness of people in poor communities. And the people in poor communities, they wasn't raised with no damn morals and principles. So they just say, fuck it, I'll kill my cousin for this.
Hold on. Not all of us, because my parents taught me responsibility and all that good shit.
I said most.
Yeah, most of us, but
the ones doing
it's a lot of us that have been taught the right way. We just
And I feel bad for the ones that's in those neighborhoods that are stuck with that shit. I feel bad for those people, the good ones in the neighborhoods that can't get the fuck up out of there and they can't do shit about it because we
don't
let it get too
out of
control over the last century.
The good ones don't want to get out the hood. I don't want to get out
the
hood.
No, I'm pretty sure they do.
No, I'm telling you.
Well, no, they don't want to, but they don't want to, but they want to.
No, they don't.
You know.
No.
So no, they don't want to get out of it, but they don't have a choice.
Listen, a black person that really loves the hood and loves their people don't want to live in nowhere else but the hood, and we want to change the hood because it can be changed. It's up to us to change it.
Right.
We have to take
you
got to
kick all the criminals out.
You can still keep the criminals in the hood.
Who going to do that?
Because, listen, wait, hold on. The best protectors are the hood niggas because they going to shoot you and not give a fuck. They going to shoot the police and not give a fuck. I want the criminals in the hood. I want
really?
What you want is for,
yeah.
For wait. What you want is what the criminals were.
Yeah, I want the origination of the shit. The hood niggas is what you want in the hood. You want
I thought you want men in the hood, not criminals.
Them. No, criminals, nigga. I want criminals in
there. Oh, you don't want men, you want criminals. Okay.
Listen, and I'm going to tell you why. Because there's going to be guys like me that are gangster, but we gangster in different ways. See, I'm a gangster, but I'm not considered. It's different levels to this shit. So I'm gangster when it comes to the fuck? Resume. I'm gangster when it comes to, like, when it comes to my kids and my family and shit. Then there's gangster where niggas that go rob motherfuckers. Them the type of niggas you want around you. I want them.
I want men around me.
I do. Because when it's time to get down, you got somebody that you know gonna go down. And especially if the hood, then you can be hood and still be a good person. I know plenty of hood ass motherfuckers that'll shoot you in your face, but feed your family and all that good shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that'll be there for you. Just
yeah.
Because you hood don't mean that you're heartless and ruthless. You just hood. Like,
right.
Hood.
Well, let me explain the difference. Let me explain the difference. There's criminals or gangsters, as you put it, and then there's men. And the only difference between the two is that men have morals and principles, and they do good and want to do good. Gangsters and criminals, they'll do the same thing a man will do. They'll stand up, do whatever the fuck, defend themselves, kill them, it don't matter. But they ignorant. That's the difference. One got sense, the other don't. That's why I like men. I like real men. Or I don't like them criminals. They ignorant. I don't give a fuck. I can't be around them. They don't have no morals, no prayer. They do whatever the fuck they want to do and fuck everybody else. Now, men, they stand on shit, and they'll die for their shit, and they'll fight for their shit. I like men,
like
real men. I don't like
okay.
The other shit. That's just ignorant. But that's just,
okay.
That's my
well,
opinion.
I see what you mean. I see what you mean. So, yeah, I agree. I agree with you. I'd rather be around men than gangsters.
Now, I believe you're a man. I believe you got good intentions, and you'll stand up for your shit.
Huh?
I believe you're a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not no damn ignorant fucking, you know, doing whatever the fuck you want, whenever the fuck you want, then fuck everybody else.
Yeah.
I believe you'll stand up when it's necessary, and that's it.
But sometimes
other than that, you do
But sometimes you do need them kamikazes to go out there and do them kamikaze type things for you. There's always
that's what men are for,
huh?
That's what men are for, bro. The men are supposed to fight the criminals out of the community, not the criminals. They have criminals already fighting criminals. We need men to fight all them, get them the fuck out of there. The men. We don't need criminals fighting criminals. We already got that. That's not working at all. We need men to run the fucking criminals out of the community. That'll be a war. But trust me, the men will do the same shit the criminals will do. But the men have principles, so they'll care about shit a little more. Criminals, they'll kill babies and everything if they get in the way. They don't give a fuck. But men need to band together and run them fuckers up out of there. Criminals are already fighting criminals. That ain't working for anybody. No, that somebody got to step up.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you totally on that perspective. All right, you want to take a music break real quick?
Sure.
Take a music break. All right, let's take a music break. Let's see what we're gonna play. I don't even have a song even in mind or nothing like that. I just. All right, let's go. Messy Marv, They Speaking on My Name. Directed by Stewie Films. We'll be back after this. Ryan Sims Radio. The number is 516-595-8305. Oh, and we're only 5 minutes here. We got 5 minutes into the after overtime. So if you're going to call in, you got 5 minutes to call in. If not, you're not going to be able to call in, and you're not going to be able to hang, if you hang up. After 5 minutes, you want me to call back in. All right, so this is, once again, Missy Marr. They Speak It On My Name, directed by Stewie Films on Behind the Scenes Radio.
Whip up on me, nigga, I'm an open two, nigga. Fuck with the mob, nigga. It's 100 bands. Like 100 flights. Shining on them, nigga, letting them know what this cola like.
Cola like.
Shining on them, nigga, letting them know what this cola like.
Cola like.
I'm shining on them, nigga, letting them know what this cola like. It's 100 bands. Like 200 flights. Shining on them, nigga, letting them know what this cola like.
Cola like.
Shining on them, though, letting them know what this cola like.
Cola like.
Shining on them, nigga, letting them know what this cola like. Another brick a year. Yeah, brick a year.
Yeah, brick a year.
I'm a cash lord, this Pyrex, this Digi skill.
It's a hit, nigga.
Yeah, hit, nigga. If I slide through and I jump out on you, this stick, nigga. If I slide through and I jump out on you by this bitch, nigga. I had to slide through and jump out on you by
this bitch, nigga.
I don't love that bitch. We got rich, nigga. Yeah, squad gang. Mess big,
nigga.
I'm a press down.
By
the lick,
nigga.
I'ma let the bitch buy some new shit after this lick, nigga. Yeah,
cash lord.
I got the bitch, nigga.
I
had to jump out on you already, though, by this bitch, nigga.
Mess
fresh out.
They
done popped the gates. Let's boss up on these bitch niggas. I couldn't wait. I went and bought a chop. The state bought a chop.
Fuck a 40 cap.
Bitch,
fuck a Glock.
This headshot's middle fuck around with this murder clip. I done fucked around and checked some whole money out
another bitch.
And I done fucked around and checked some whole money at that other bitch. We'll lay you down by the safe, nigga, and some other shit.
Some other shit.
Yeah, some other shit.
What's some other shit? What's
some other shit? Another op, nigga, trying to kill niggas with this honey clip. So it's man, though, to keep quiet, nigga, on some honey shit. And it's man, though, to keep sliding, nigga, trying to murder shit. I did some state time. By the state line. Now I'm back home, round a nigga bitch getting FaceTime. Fest tell a nigga gone big backs, it's gon' take time. I'm from the big back, nigga, fuck around with the state line. We from Frisco.
Nigga Frisco.
These federal agents wanna put down these pistols. That's exactly what these bitch niggas gon' snitch for. Blood fresh out, nigga, fuck around with these pistols. The Q going up. Say the lick, nigga. I'm on third, nigga. Yeah, Q say the lick. I play a bitch. I don't play a bitch. Yeah, me and Brett move. Might have to slay a bitch. Bitch, baby daddy get shot in the face by some hater shit. Bitch, cross game, niggas fuck around on this cater
shit.
Free boom, nigga.
Fuck the president.
Get this blast squad, my murder gang, and we having shit.
The town where the clowns put it down, baby.
I told you we wasn't playing.
Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Yo, yo, the killer clowns in your town raising all hell.
Taking needles with the stamina, coming to damage a buck in the barrel when I bust with a bang.
And it ain't no cause that they fraud, ain't no tall tale.
Women love it when I hit, when I cover the booty, they're giving it to me, but it ain't no thing.
We reppin' KC Mo, fellas and the ladies know.
They be coming with the killers, I'm with the gorillas, the villains that get you when you disrespect us.
Even the babies know, Technina's got crazy flow.
We be giving the women the willy, we sick of the haters, wanna pay us, but against this record.
This is important, we be courting every place we go.
Get you up in the room, and up with the groom, I give it to you when you wanna have it.
Baby, it's the
horse, and yes, of course, I'ma have to break the hoe. Leaving the kids at home, I'm on the bone alone. We hopping up and down like jackrabbits. So many kids put this on their daddy's mind. Never will I ever put them out there like that. Feeling that I did, taking Nina, taking right back. Telling them that they mommy's boyfriend's tech nine. We're looking at me like you really want to fight, cat. All taking Nina when I know it's what I'm like, cat.
This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby.
I'ma say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
Huh. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
I'ma say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
Huh. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby.
I'ma say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
Huh. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
I'ma say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
Yo, 151 Malibu rum and pineapple juice.
For those that don't know, that's caribou loom, origin in Mizzou.
We having fun, got some buns or some yak abuse.
Rogue dogs and a rep in the smoke a la regime, outlaw loose click in a zoo.
Stagger, when you with the nut house, we gon' have ya.
Taking everything up in the book from Exodus Puff, you're looking to get took.
Abracadabra, 151 and coke is Viagra.
Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, got her in love from having the best shook.
Look, I'm hella fed up with all the silly rumors, dawg.
Thinking that we got dropped from J. Cole, that never ever would happen, I mean, what do they know?
We kept our head up, now money's coming to us all.
We're kicking it with strange, wallowing in fame, giving the game, only when I say so.
So crack some bub with me, demons, get some love with me.
Do what you gotta do to get, what you gotta get it all, checking Nina's on the road.
Get on some shrub with me, two cases of bud with me.
What you gonna do to get the women on crunk, I'ma hit them with the funk, got them all like shrub.
Oh. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. G's in your chakra and ain't nobody hot. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Yo, one, and then comes the two to the three, and
that was the anthem, now this the anthem, hella rocking the planet again, you can't stand it again.
Tons, they've been coming through to see me, man.
Then I defend them, and I bust it random, in a bit I'ma land them, dog, women, I rem it again.
Raise, I love to get high and get paid.
Why you don't wanna stick them with another hit up out of a biz, baby, you don't wanna miss the hit.
Babe, they love to come by and get laid.
Why I'm in the pinnacle when I rip it, I'ma kill them in this, to the haters, I gotta send them again.
Bump this in your right or in the club.
Giving everybody what they need to give it all, so they give it all back to me.
Haters, don't you hide, just show some love.
Do you think it, I'm a ref to be, and never ever let the sea get the best of me.
So many kids put this on their daddy's mind.
Never will I put them out there like that, feeling that I did, checking in and take it right back.
Telling him their mommy's boyfriend is tag nine.
Oh no, girl, your baby's at the door. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. Teaching your chakra and ain't nobody hot. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa. Mama, open the door.
You want to call in, press 1 if you want to talk. Tonight we got Jay Dirty on here. We got Nisi in the motherfucking building. You know what I mean? Did we put it on speakerphone so that people could hear him? No, put it on speakerphone. You there, Jay Dirty?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay. So people can hear. Jay Dirty, he's been calling in since we've been doing the radio show.
I don't know, because I wasn't on radio show when we first started.
Yeah, he's been calling in since the very, well, because I didn't know. Yeah, he was calling in. Cause we
when
was,
you first started the radio show?
Yeah, he was calling in the very, before you was even,
that's what I said.
Before you came around. Yeah, he was calling in then. He wasn't calling in as much, but he was calling in.
I invaded his dream.
Yeah, Dracula.
Dracula.
Look, there he goes.
I remember that time when he really thought.
Yeah, when he really thought.
He actually
that,
really
that
thought
that.
That
it was real.
Yeah, he actually really
he
thought.
He was like, that's what I'm going to say, and I'll get turned on.
Yeah, he really thought.
How hard it was to stay in character with that.
Hell no.
That is holidays. It's Saturday.
Yo, so let's talk about Halloween before we get off here. A lot of people don't even know what Halloween is. You know what pissed me off the most, though, that is these Christians.
the Christians that be talking about, oh, they love Jesus, but they take their kids Halloween trick-or-treating, Christmas trick-or-treating, fucking Valentine's Day, Easter, they go trick on Easter, all day, and like, it really fucks with me. So let's talk about Halloween.
I love me some Halloween.
It's our favorite.
Like every holiday.
Oh, my
Halloween
God.
Is, Curtis has not seen my version of Halloween.
Yeah, but I can only imagine it.
Like, I will get dressed up and scared as shit. I have gotten dressed up and scared as shit out of my kids. And they knew it was me in costume. That's the funny part. I can scare them now, and just they literally think I'm in a daze, and I just be staring at them, and I just walk towards them. Like, I creep my daughter out now.
Shit, you creep me the fuck out.
I creep my grandson out. He's four. He's looking. He's like, hey, stop that. Why are you doing that? Don't do that. You're creeping me out. And I literally said I was going to scare my kids. I told them to leave the back door unlocked. Now I'm going to come in with a mask and dress in all black and come through the back. Because they had a little mini Halloween party with the grandkids and some other little people. And I'm going to scare the shit out of them kids. Now, I'm half creeped, so it's not like it's all bad. It's good for me, but it's good for them because I literally $35 worth of homemade treats.
$35.
Yeah, I'm supposed to pick them up tomorrow when I go to work. Somebody's making treats.
For them.
Yeah.
They having a party or something?
Yeah, she's having a little birthday party for them because they're not going trick-or-treating, so they got their costumes. My granddaughter, my 2-year-old granddaughter, the unicorn. My granddaughter.
Yo, it's funny you bring up Halloween. Because then I had told motherfucker earlier, man, I was like, it's a shame that Halloween going to be confusing this year because all the drugs and dicks you hoes been on since last year got y'all looking like some extras out the Thriller video. I'm out of line.
Yeah, you out of line, for real.
I'm out of line, my bad.
So, break down what Halloween is all about because I know you remember this.
I like my version. I don't like that one.
Let's talk about the real version and then let's
talk about the real version.
So the original version of Halloween was when they were actually not casting spells, but they were trying to pull spells. Wasn't that it? Yes, I did. I turned it off because it was hot in here. Basically, Halloween is you conjuring fucking spirits. When you wear a costume that you conjuring, it's 2020 version, but it's you conjuring fucking spirits. And Halloween is the day of
All Hallows. It's the night before All Saints Day. All Saints Day in Catholic Church is November 1st. That's All Saints Day. Before, what the hell was that?
My bad.
So it's supposed to be the East, and it's not just in American culture. They do this thing in Mexican culture where all souls.
Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
You're a little Spanish. You got Spanish in you, so.
I love
Are
that
you
movie.
Talking about the movie Sangre por Sangre?
No. I can't remember the name of it. The little boy. Disney did it. It's like one of the
recent.
It's like last year, the year before last.
One of the new
versions of
where they use
people of color, where the people of color was the main character.
Yeah.
Like they have Pocahontas, they have the Princess and the Frog, and they have this movie. It was like all Spanish cast. Literally, it was all
and
Spanish. Benjamin Franklin and all of them were in it.
And now they're supposed to be coming out with
Moana. They had Mulan.
No, not Mulan. Like it's all the creators, the actors, everything, everybody, the whole. Everything is.
Well, I know what was that Hawaiian one that
with Rock and
yeah,
and Oprah.
Yeah, Moana.
Yeah,
Moana.
That was a good movie too. Tristan loved it.
Mm-hmm.
He loved it.
But yeah, my nephew love that shit too.
Mm-hmm. Most kids do.
They're coming out mm-hmm. with different versions because everybody keeps saying we tired of looking at no fans here. We're trying to look at all you black people in the rules. And I'm still trying to figure out how they took the real princess out of the of the castle when she was born a princess. How you kick Snow White, the original princess of Disney, even though that movie was born a shit, you kick her out the castle. She's actually a princess, born a princess. You kick her out the castle and put Cinderella, who married into royalty, in the castle. And she's the main character of Disney now.
Yeah, I always hated that shit. I always hated these goddamn fairy tales with princesses and queens and shit, dog, because it's like, it went to
you
goddamn women's head, man.
I think that's something name that saved my life, but I love, and even though I don't like this bitch, because I still ain't never liked, what's her child's name? Angelina Jolie. I just like the movie she's in. I don't like her.
Which one?
Where she's
Cinderella had an evil stepmother, and that's Snow White.
No, Snow White had an evil stepmother.
Well, in that,
oh,
in
I wouldn't know.
Version, she had an evil step.
No, she had an evil step version in every version, in the cartoon version.
Oh yeah,
her,
I wouldn't
her,
know.
Her,
I mean,
her mother was like mirror, mirror on the wall, telling me the fairest of them all. Her skin's so white, hair so black, blah blah blah. It was Snow White.
But it wasn't.
It was Snow White. How you gonna tell me I grew up with the goddamn story?
I'm trying to tell you.
It's Snow White had the evil stepmother in the real one and in the cartoon.
Snow White had the seven doors, though.
Snow White had the seven doors. The seven doors. No, Snow White had the seven doors.
Yeah,
that was after.
Was the one.
That was after she came into the forest. After they, she
right.
wandered into the
but
forest.
This was the thing, though. That the movie that you're talking about, though, is supposed to be more in depth.
I know, but still Snow White.
Yeah, but it was. But in Snow White, you never really seen that evil woman in. I never.
How you know she was the reason why Cinderella bit the apple? She the one that became the old lady to give Snow White the apple.
See, I never really.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's what I said. How you going to tell me?
Oh, that's shit weird as fuck, man.
Nana cannot wait until Saturday. I done told my grandchildren that Mr. Scream was coming to visit them, and my grandson said, and the killer clown, too?
The killer clown, too?
They asked me if the killer clowns were coming. I said, yup.
Y'all check this out though, man. Check this out, right? Why the fuck we keep letting these goddamn kids watch shit like that? Why don't we have our damn kids watch old westerns and shit, man? Teach these goddamn boys how to be men and teach women what their role is. That shit, they need to watch that shit. Bring that damn TV back. I hate all this kind of shit. The fuck going on?
Have you ever seen
the
movie
Rats?
Rats. Rats.
Hell, I'm gonna watch some shit like that. No, I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's a movie. It was made, I think, in the 80s. It's a movie where this part of New York gets overrun by vicious rats. Like literally, like it's one scene where they're in the city pool and the rats come out and they're swimming in the water.
They prophesized that.
And then they sit there and, and like they're trying to kill them all. They the pool is empty at the end of the movie. The pool is empty, and it gets like all the rats come into the pool, and so many rats it fills up the pool. Like it's
oh yeah, yeah, I remember.
And the girl
that.
Falls into the pool,
and
right?
The rat feeder,
no, she starts to bite her, but then he pulls her out. Right, I watched this movie with my two grandkids, 2 and 4. The 4-year-old goes, "Wait, go back, play it again." I'm like, "Wait, what?" The movie Birds, they didn't see Birds. They're like, "Wait, go back. Play that again." I'm like, "Yeah, you are related to me."
What is wrong with you?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they need to bring that damn TV back, man. This TV today be too gay and dark and post-apocalyptic. They fucking these kids up. They need to bring back the good old shit, man. Clint Eastwood.
I found out the other day, my grandson seeing the movie It.
Mm-hmm.
Movie It.
I think it was the remake, not the original. The original part would have freaked him the fuck out. But the remake, and I'm like, because he told me the clown's name, and I'm like this. How you know that kind of a name? I seen the movie. I'm like, oh, and the remake, I won't watch the remake because I think it's stupid. And then people done told me the remake and how the kids, I'm like, that's not how the movie was. That's not even the hell are y'all talking about.
Yeah, the new one's trash, man. The new one's trash.
It's going to make the Pet Cemetery, and I won't watch it. But right. I cannot wait for Saturday.
So let's do the shout-out to what we're thankful for.
You start.
You want me to start? All right, so shout-outs to Jay Dirty for calling in. Shout-outs to everybody that's clicking in on Facebook Live. Shout-outs to everybody that would download the link. Shout-outs to my son. He turned 8 years old yesterday. I had him for the first time in 2 years. Yesterday, I had so much fun. It was just, I even cried a little bit when I first seen him. And it was just good just to see him and just to be able to hold him and see him smile and just the whole being a dad. I just love that. And him telling I love you and just everything about being a father. I love being a dad. So shout outs to his mother for acting right the other day. Shout outs to my oldest son. His birthday's coming up November 11th. Shout outs to Logan. I love you. Shout outs to his mom. Anyway, shout out to Nisi. We know she got on my motherfucking nerves, but I love her. I do. What? I'm not going to put it on you. Why you think I'm going to put it on you for? even though she got on my goddamn nerves. Shout out to Philadelphia. For standing up. Shout out to my hometown. Shout out to Jay Dirty always coming on and supporting anybody that's going to download. All the artists that send music to us. If you want your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to BHIND. As a matter of fact, let me put that on here. Artists that want music play. Oops. Send to BHINDTHESCEN airplay at gmail.com. Send only MP3 track and all social media info. Damn. All right, there we go. I think that's all my shout outs, what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for just waking up. I'm grateful for waking up, and I'm grateful for Behind the Scenes Radio, and I'm grateful for everyone that's in my life that is helping me become the person that I am meant to be in this motherfucking world. Go ahead, Nisi.
Jay Dirty, your turn.
Huh?
Huh?
Do your shout outs and what you thankful for, Jay Dirty.
Oh. Yeah, shout out to Nobody, that's my dog. If you want to find me, you can find me at www.fuckallyall.com. If you can't find me there, you can find me at www.leavemethefuckalone.net. If you go down about a mile and take that left, that's where you can take that bullshit. And that's it. Thank y'all for having me on.
All right, well,
Chris,
I think you glad I want to talk for a second. Thank you for having me, Kurt and Nisi. I greatly appreciate it. Jay Dirty, it is so good to hear your voice. I really have missed you all.
Okay.
You know, I only came out for this occasion, only for Halloween.
Look, he already get over there getting hard. Look at
him.
You out of line.
Stop messing with Jay Dirty.
I only visit, you know, for Halloween. I go back on Sunday after Halloween. But I do greatly appreciate your customs here. I'm glad for Nisi and Kurt to have me. I'm thankful for, like I said, Kurt and Nisi. I'm thankful for the opportunity to come on Behind the Scene Radio and chat and let all of you know, to have a nice, safe Halloween. COVID is very real. Let's not get it twisted. COVID is very real. Few people have died in my country because of it. Thankfully, nobody in my family, but I heard Nisi had it, and I'm very sorry that she went through that. I'm glad she survived it.
Y'all didn't get it because you can hang upside down and get all the cold out your throat like that.
Yeah, and you're undead. So.
I'm still very much alive. Would you like to find out how much alive I am, Jay Baby?
I mean, not really.
I have no problem flying down to you.
Go ahead. You're going to lose both of your damn wings, too. I got a 12-gauge at the house, and I'm damn good at it.
Well, obviously, a 12-gauge won't do nothing to me.
Listen, just do your thing, and you know, just, you know, yeah.
Anyway, Nisi, you wanted to talk? Thank you, Larry. All y'all got issues. Okay, all of you have just straight issues.
Oh, we got issues. Okay.
You, Kurt, and Larry, all y'all got issues. Okay.
Okay.
Shout out to everybody who's going to download, who watched, who listens online, everybody who called in. Everybody's going to look at the live on Behind the Scene Radio on Facebook. Shout out to Kurt. Even though most of the time, sometimes he's a sorry ass motherfucker, get the fuck on my nerves. I'm thankful for my 4 heathen grandchildren. I'm sorry, I missed 2. My 6 heathen grandchildren, my 4 heathen daughters, which is how I got the 6 grandkids, except for that one, she ain't got none.
Mm-hmm.
She got that dog, though.
Mm-hmm.
She be told me that my granddaughter, will you talk with your feet?
Mm-hmm. Okay, come on.
There you go. I'm getting tired. I shouldn't have done what you said to make you not tired. Anyway.
What the fuck?
Have a good one. Have a good, safe, and productive Halloween.
Here comes the conversation.
With all the candy. And treats. I gotta make shit tomorrow night for them kids. Shit. All right, I'm done.
All right, so
everybody.
We out this bitch, man. Check us out. I don't know if you have a show.
Creatures crawling.
It seems
in search of love.
Come on, man, get off me. Ooh, stop.
Come to my neighborhood.
Stop. Quit. So we out this bitch, man. I love y'all. Y'all
get
take
down,
care.
Get it down.
Whatever, man. Get off me.
Hound of hell.
Get off me. All right, so we out this bitch, man. Let me end it on this side.